Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky has tested positive for COVID. Now, this comes about a month after she got the latest COVID vaccine shot, you know, the bivalent booster. With us is Dr. Sabrina Asumu, infectious disease physician at Boston Medical Center and professor at Boston University School of Medicine. Doctor, thanks for being with us. So here's my problem with this. The CDC puts out a press release the other day over the weekend that its director has COVID. It points out she had the booster a month ago and she has mild symptoms. But shouldn't we be at the time when something like that shouldn't, especially from the CDC, really be news, even be a press release? Because I suspect that people who are anti-vaccine will use this bit of news to say, aha, I told you so. Here's somebody, she's head of the CDC, she had the latest vaccine, and she still gets COVID without realizing that the shots were never designed to stop her from getting it to begin with.
Yeah, no, I know. I can understand the frustration that everybody's having with this particular situation, but I think that the way that we address it is as a public health community, we're actually upfront with people. And we underscore the reason why initially, when those vaccines came out and we all got very excited because we saw 96% protection, we realized that that 96% of protection against infection actually wanes over time. But what is more critical and important is that the protection against severe disease remains. And this is why actually when someone asked me, why should I get vaccinated today? The reason why you need to get vaccinated is because those vaccines are really good about to protect us against severe disease, hospitalization, and death.
Now, I understand it. Charles understands it. You understand it, that you get the vaccines and you get the boosters and you try to stay up to date in all the boosters because it will keep you from, if you get COVID, getting seriously sick with it and having to go to the hospital. Because we recall the early days of the pandemic, people were going to the hospital and people were dying from this, being put on ventilators. We were having shortages in hospitals of protective equipment. But is that getting through to the average person on the street who doesn't pay attention to the news because we have to, because we work in it? So we see what's going up, but most people aren't paying that close attention to it. And the first thing they think, like Charles said, is they go, oh, well, she got sick and she got the booster, so the boosters are no good. What can the CDC or the medical field do to kind of maybe push this idea over so that everyone understands you get the shots so you don't die from this?
Yeah, no, that's a very good point. That's what we're going to ask help from you guys, from the media, right? So that the person who's not paying attention to every detail all the time because, you know, they have a busy life, we're all busy, that we convey that message that the reason why these vaccines are so critical is to really prevent severe disease, hospitalization, and death. And I really like what you said before, which is because I think when I was thinking about this question, I remembered being at the hospital in 2020 in the spring here in Boston, where people were dying and we had nothing. We're in a far better place than we were before. And the reason why is because we have these amazing vaccines that are doing a really good job against severe disease, hospitalization, and death. And it is true that initially we thought that they were going to perform better against infection, but you know, we just need to convey that message that like the reason why you get vaccinated is to prevent severe disease, hospitalization, and death.
Okay, now that all said, let's go down a slightly different road here now, and we'll use Dr. Walensky's case as an example. So she had the booster a month ago, and now she comes down with a mild case of COVID. Now, as you know, when these new booster shots came out, they had not yet, and I don't think they still have actually, completed the trials on it to determine how long immunity actually lasts. Do you have any concern as an infectious disease expert that Dr. Walensky, within roughly 4 weeks of getting that booster shot, so she had enough time to develop antibodies from the shot, that she still got COVID a month later?
When I look at that situation, I'm thinking the vaccines worked, right? She had mild disease. She's at home, right? She's not in a hospital, intubated or very sick from it. So I see it as a win. And I think that's how we should look at it. You know, these vaccines were actually doing what they were designed for, which is to protect us against severe disease, hospitalization, and death. And unfortunately, we got very excited, and we have to be transparent with the public and say, you know, we got very excited in the beginning. And because if you think about it, we had nothing. And there was actually a possibility that we would not even have a vaccine against, you know, COVID-19. And we had something, and those numbers were really amazing. And we just have to convey to the public that, yes, we were really excited about it, but now we need to recalibrate. But let's not forget the real message, which is that they work really well against what they were designed to do, which is to prevent severe disease, hospitalization, and death.
And I think I'll point out something that's very important, too. Science is a matter of always saying that we're learning more now. We understand better than we did before, whereas dogma never changes its opinions because it can't afford to. So, you know, that's probably something to keep in mind there. We are always learning more and more. And the more we learn, the safer we get.
Absolutely. We're learning more. And as I said, we just need to be upfront with the public and say, okay, we got a little carried away in the beginning, but let's not forget the real message that these vaccines are still our way out of this pandemic.
All right. Thank you so much. Dr. Sabrina Asimu, infectious diseases physician at Boston Medical Center and professor at Boston University School of Medicine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!